Would you describe how you used to ride a horse? How
did
you have a saddle?
I did ride a horse, yes. They had side saddle for the ladies and then a two-stirrup, you know, for the men.
Mm-hmm. But you never rode a horse?
No, I never did ride him.
You weren't well as a child. Uh-huh. Do you remember how the men used to get a wagon ready? To go to the mill, or how would they attach a horse to the wagon?
They had a bridle and a reins, you know, the cold bridle reins, and then they had their hanes, or for working, you know, they put hanes on them.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that went up between the horses, they would pull?
Yeah, that was the tongue of the wagon.
And I've heard the word single tree or swingle tree.
Yes, swingle tree or single tree. It must be single because there's a single tree and there's a double tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the single tree was used for hitching horse, just one horse to, or a mule to a plow. And then if there were two, it was a double tree.
Okay.
I don't think my husband's, I don't know whether they ride it or whether we just left them somewhere or where. There's not here. I have an outhouse where I have a few of his farming tools. I don't advertise it much. I'm afraid somebody will break in and steal it and not sell them.
Yes.
Because they're people or these old things now, they were people going wild over them.
Mm-hmm.
And they want, sometimes they want just a chain or
yes,
something, just a small chain. And that chain that our boy used on his dog's collar. It's out there in the outhouse.
Right.
I told him, you know, take it. Somebody might steal it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Then my husband got a plow fixed up. And the man lives across the road from us. He had mules for a good long while. But he didn't anybody in the neighborhood, you know, to break up their garden or their pastures. And then my husband decided he'd fix up his turning point and fixed it up. But then, after that, just get a tractor, you know, somebody to break it, fix the garden or the tractor, and I did that this year. Well, I didn't get to tend the garden. It was just the money thrown away, but I got it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a section here. John P., our son, was showing it to the biggest boy last year when they were here. And so, well, of course, they lived in town and cities all there. They didn't know anything about it. And it was a side harrow. And you want to know what you used it for? Well, you have a row of cotton. It's fell, and you can run this side harrow over it, and it skipped the cotton on the mill, and it cut the grass on each side of the cotton. And just what was in the middle of the center of the fur, you had to get that with a hole. We call it the gooseneck sometimes.
Is a side harrow the same thing as a scraper?
No, I don't think so. Because I remember, let's see, my daddy had a scraper. No, I don't think it was quite the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the different parts of a buggy? How would they hitch a horse to the buggy here?
They had shavs, I believe, because they called them kind of. That's kind of like poles, you know.
Do you have any recollections of how a wheel was put together? A buggy wheel?